Friends, before we begin, let me invite you to keep up with all the Tracks for the Journey resources by subscribing to the Tracks Express newsletter. Once a week, I send a wide range of helps for well-being directly to your inbox. The Express has inspiration and insights for spirituality, relationships, ecology, emotional health, and yes, recipes for good food. The easiest way to subscribe is on my website, www.tracksforthejourney.com. Thanks for listening today. Tracks for the Journey is a channel dedicated to your emotional and spiritual well-being. Hi, I'm Larry Payne, the host, and I'd like to explain in more depth how you can benefit from joining me on this life journey. Now, what does it mean to have emotional and spiritual well-being? Well, each of us must define that, of course. But I think it begins with self-awareness, the quality of knowing our thoughts and emotions. And that's much more than just looking in the mirror to see if your hair is good. But think of self-awareness as looking in the mirror for your hairstyle and then asking, why do I want to look good today? What is it now that I'm feeling that affecting my choices? And well-being is also important with relationships. Humans are social beings, so everything we think or feel is impacted by our social context. It's important to build connections of love, trust, support, and empathy that promote our well-being. Yes, your hairstyle is a cultural expression in a social context, either to fit in with the current style or maybe do something unique and edgy. One more area of well-being is spirituality. Well-being here is living with high ethical values, such as integrity and justice, empathy and love. For many, this does involve engagement in a vital faith tradition that promotes values and inspires action. And you guessed it, even your hairstyle is influenced by your belief system. My Tracks for the Journey channel utilizes great resources to enhance your emotional and spiritual well-being. Progressive Christian spirituality is founded on God's essential love, all-pervasive presence, collaboration with all creatures to create the future, and connections to all faith traditions. Another vital resource is positive psychology that enables people to thrive. I also use history to give breadth to our explorations. And these sources interact with my 50 years of professional experience as a pastor, hospital chaplain, and licensed counselor. And I hope you'll find momentum for your journey in every one of these episodes. I also hope that you'll become a subscriber to the channel. You can certainly find more resources on my website, tracksforthejourney.com. And you can join the discussion to keep up with the latest news on the Facebook page of the very same name, Tracks for the Journey. So, would you join me? Let's explore together on the journey to well-being.